JFK. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Welcome back to What's the Buzz?
Back.
You may know her as Academy Award-winning actress, but today she's here to talk about a new project on the small screen. We're talking about the talented Holly Hunter in her new TV drama series called Saving Grace. Holly, thanks so much for joining us.
Hi, I'm Alan Coulter, TV's Howie Mandel.
The Don and Mike Show.
Now, hold on, that was...
Hello, boys and girls. It's me, the Frito Bandido.
Bueno. Buzz.
It's all about the buzz.
Here we go.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
Just a big box of okay. The Don and Mike Show.
Hi there, Buzz. What's happening?
Hi, Don and Mike. Well, I think Michael Murphy said it best.
Are you winning?
Uh-huh. Now more than 500,000 people have had to move out of harm's way as the wildfires continue in California.
We'll be riding wild.
Just the name of a horse.
We've been asking neighboring states to ask for help to get some of the resources and some of the fire engines and also airplanes and stuff like that. We've asked the federal government for help and to release some of the troops. So we need as much help as possible. We are battling with this all over the state of California. There's 7-8 fires right now. We are stretched to the limit when it comes to the resources.
And stuff like that.
We need the fire trucks, the fire engines.
And the planes and stuff like that.
Over a dozen fires, really. The fires now span more than 384 square miles, not even close to being under control. Hundreds, a thousand homes have been lost, along with one life. Scores of people have been injured.
We'll be riding wildfire.
Call the Van Patten Estate right now.
I'll call them.
Are they okay?
Make sure they're okay.
I think he's in the valley.
Fires are hot, right?
Some of San Diego's refugees are camped out at Qualcomm Stadium watching the local news on the Jumbotron, hoping to see how their neighborhood is doing. They are, I hear, remarkably well-behaved, very civil in the stadium. The good news for Malibu residents is the Santa Ana winds are beginning to let up now, and some Malibu folks are being allowed to go back home.
I bet Dan Snyder is out of his mind with jealousy. Can you imagine that? That's like 7 more Redskins games in a week.
Yeah, that's true.
He could sell ice cream.
You mean he'd be selling concessions?
Of course. Well, first there'd be parking.
Yeah, sure.
And then...
We'll be riding wildfire.
Michael,
you know,
Martin,
it's a stupid question, but I'm wondering, if they're in Qualcomm Stadium, do you think they have beer?
I don't know. That
do you think they have beer left over from the game? I mean, I know that with Katrina, they didn't have anything there because it was in off season.
They wouldn't do that, though.
Mm-hmm. They wouldn't sell beer. No, of course not. They want to keep the crowd controlled.
Right. You're bringing people in. They've had to move out of their houses now.
You want to control that.
It's a silly thought. It's a brutal fight.
I liked it.
I think we should focus on what the media is focusing on with San Diego. LT had to leave his house. Do you hear what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Right.
LaDainian Tomlinson had to leave his house.
That's serious.
That's what we should be worried about.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Please.
Now, why in the world would NASA study airline safety? Well,
that was a headline I saw today on ESPN.
Mm-hmm.
They had the video. Excuse me there, Buzz.
Sure.
They had the video of all the fires.
Right.
And then in the corner, they had the head of LaDainian Tomlinson and the head of Philip Rivers as if to show, look, it's affected these two superstars.
NFL players and sports figures get affected.
They had to leave their gated communities.
We wouldn't pay attention under normal circumstances, but an NFL star running back is in jeopardy.
It's like the headline should read, LaDainian Tomlinson and 500,000 others inconvenience.
Right.
That's right. Now, why would NASA study airline safety? Because the first A in NASA stands for aeronautics, and that's airplanes.
Hey!
Now, although we often forget it, that's the other thing NASA does. Well, NASA's out with a new report about airline safety, but NASA has decided not to let you see that report. NASA clearly doesn't want to upset air travelers or hurt profits at the airlines. NASA has admitted these things.
Well, I don't fly NASA. I fly United or something else.
Yeah, and why does NASA not want us to see this?
Well, I'm telling you now, because they don't want to upset you and because they don't want to hurt airline profits.
Is this just like the Department of Justice not wanting all the stuff about getting bilked over in Iraq? They want that sealed?
Very similar,
so everything's being covered up now, so we don't know what's going on.
That's right.
All right.
Is it that NASA's not getting their share of the bucks? Is that why they're jumping up with this now?
No, one of their jobs is to study aeronautics as well as space. That's the National Aeronautics and Space Administration.
In fact, I understand.
That comes
first.
Well,
what the hell do they do the study for if they're not going to release it to the public?
That's a very good question, Mike, and there isn't an answer to it. NASA interviewed pilots across the country in this study, something that's never been done before, and they found that near collisions and other scary things happen more frequently than government figures say.
Uh-huh. It's time to fly.
NASA got these results.
My name is Charlie. I'll be your air traffic controller.
We'll be riding wild.
Hot.
Songs right? About a dead horse, right?
Yeah. And the fire's out in L.A. Not funny, Rob.
Right. That was not funny.
Not
don't
funny.
You stop laughing. That ain't like funny.
Not funny, Terry.
NASA.
Do you like Terry Bradshaw?
Oh, he's the best. He's the smartest one.
Uh-huh. I know that.
Mm-hmm. NASA got the results of its study a year ago, and to this day, it's not only refusing to release the results, it's told the contractor it hired to do the study to destroy all of the related documents.
Well, now, doesn't that go against, like, NASA's public image as being, you know, I've never thought of NASA as being anything except
space.
Stand-up.
Apollo,
yeah, right.
You know, we got a problem, Houston.
Pride.
We send our brightest and our bravest up there to, you know, that's their job.
And what worries me is if they're doing all this, I worry about the contents of that study, which, I mean, are they worried about a national panic or something like that?
I don't know without actually seeing the actual results.
But we won't see it, right? We're not going to see it?
I wouldn't say that, because there are people on the inside who do want you to have this information, so it may still turn up. It's just too bad it has to be that way.
Is this all stuff that you get, like, out of the city paper?
No, it isn't. No, this is mainstream news. Google this, and you'll find out more. Read all about it, as they say on CBS.
Do you think he's getting this is getting this out of these underground publications? Here
yeah.
It comes out.
No. It's like, you know, you ever notice that with Buzz? Like, I'll go home, and I'll watch the news at night, and I'll go, where was that story about NASA?
And did anybody?
And it won't be there.
But the story you didn't have. What about the Barack Obama being related to Dick Cheney?
Oh, I actually had that story prepared when it broke, like last week. We just didn't get to it, and now it's kind of old news.
Oh, okay. Hold on, I got something for you on that.
I can look it up for you if you like.
My mom called me and told me I was embarrassed. I didn't know what was going on.
So did my mom.
I rely on my news for my news, Buzz.
Got that here somewhere.
Hold on, now. I'm running. It's a dangerous call here. Calling. A senior citizen.
All right.
And I'm going to try to get a quick answer from her. I'm calling Big Frieda about this very thing with Barack Obama.
Hello.
I found the story.
Hey, Mom?
Yeah.
Hi, listen, you're on the air. Will you, in 10 seconds, can you explain to everybody that email that you sent me that said somehow you're related to Barack Obama?
Sure. Okay. Not me personally, your son.
Okay, why is Bart...
Maybe. Well, on Les's side of the family.
On Les's side of the family.
Uh-huh.
His
mother was a DeVol, and we have it. We have it documented where it goes back to Marine DeVol, who was a sea captain.
That's the name.
Mm-hmm. And who settled in St. Mary's. And Rob went to school one year in St. Mary's. We looked it up. It was down there. But we have it in some books here also.
So it is your belief that somehow your grandson, my son, Bart, is related to this whole Barack Obama, Dick Cheney thing that Mike was just talking about?
Sure.
If he's connected to Marine DeVol, that's true.
Yeah. Wow. In fact, you remember the... Sandy, who did the music for Frieda's funeral?
Yes, I do, sure.
She named her daughter Marine, spelled the same way.
After that person.
Yeah. Wow. So you're part of this whole thing.
Well, not me, Mike. It would be, it's a blood thing, so it would be right. Bart.
You're Mike is like me.
Okay. By marriage.
By marriage, right.
But Bart is related to Barack Obama?
Yeah.
Don't hold it against him, Rob.
Don, we must talk.
All right. Thank you. Mom, I got to fly. I love you.
Okay, I love you too, son.
All right, see you later.
Bye, Big Frieda.
Let me, guys.
Bye.
Bye, Big Frieda.
See you later.
Let me explain this before we go to break. Dick Cheney and Barack Obama, cousins. Dick's wife, Lynn, says they are. Lynn Cheney says she recently discovered that her husband is an eighth cousin to Barack Obama. Their common ancestor, same as Bart's, Marine DeVol, a 17th century immigrant from France. Last month we learned that Obama is also related to President Bush, that the two of them are 11th cousins.
Does that mean my son is somehow related to President Bush?
Perhaps.
Yes, because here again, the common denominator is Marine DeVol.
I'm very sorry.
God, he must have slept around.
This Marine DeVol, what a harlot.
President Bush and President Bush and Barack Obama have the same 10th great grandparents. That's great, 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 you know, 10 times. Sam and Sarah Hinckley, who lived in Massachusetts in the 1600s. Now, this makes Obama,
little Johnny,
makes Obama a 10th cousin of the first President Bush, George Herbert Walker Bush. And so they're all related.
Wow.
And now so is Bart as well.
Wow.
Yeah, isn't that something? How about that?
Isn't that? Well, I'll be a horse's ass.
Exactly.
And it's funny, you got it from Big Frieda, and I got it from my mom.
Uh-huh.
You know, from the senior citizens going crazy.
Mom's
about
right.
Are they related?
No, I don't think I have any relation.
Well, they're into all that family tree stuff.
Although I'm part French-Canadian, so who knows?
Now, when stars take a stand politically, does it make a difference? We'll examine that when we return.
We'll be right.
Just thinking about Leah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I hope she's okay.
We'll be right back.
Sure.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
The Don and Mike Show.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Yeah. What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Diddly darling.
It's the 9-11 of fun, the Don and Mike Show.
To let you know what you meant to me. Who's meant to be. Gonna love you every single night. Cause I think you're too out of sight. Oh, darling.
Darling. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Wildfire.
And we talked about this before, didn't we?
We'll be riding wildfire.
Help. And what about that cafe that Leah owns?
Oh, Vivian's. Oh, my God.
I hope Vivian's is okay.
They're probably, you know, if they're okay, they're donating almost.
I hope there wasn't a grease fire.
Yeah.
If that were to blow.
If you, sir.
Scamper.
Spinach omelet would go everywhere, even on her scamper.
This steak is overcooked. Now, when stars take a stand politically, and we've talked about this before, does it make any difference at all? Well, mostly no, but partly yes. A new survey. 1 out of 6 Americans say they would vote for a candidate because a celebrity they like told them to do so. Oprah is the most influential, followed by Clooney, Angelina, Arnold, Bono, and Gore.
What about Andy Milonakis?
He's not. He doesn't make any list.
Wish I hadn't Jerry'd that.
That's a good new expression.
Mm-hmm.
What about Joe Krebs?
That's who I'm. Yeah, I will. I will vote for who Krebs endorses
locally. Sure, that's true. This is a national survey.
Joe Krebs is a national figure. Sure, you may think he's the guy on Channel 4 here who just badly reads cue cards in the morning and rides his bike off bike paths. But no, there's a lot more than that to Joe Krebs.
All I know is before I vote, I'm going to put a little phone call into Miss Megan McGrath.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you were going to do that anyway.
That's right.
Chief Wahoo also called her. He wants his teeth back. Just in case Megan McGrath is listening.
Megan McGrath and her teeth.
Now, we also have stars who make us want to do the opposite of whatever they recommend. Rosie O'Donnell tops that list in this survey.
Thank you!
She's followed by Madonna, Jane Fonda, and Donald Trump. 1 in 10 Americans say they would like a political candidate less if that candidate were endorsed by a celebrity, even if the celebrity is someone they like.
What if it was OJ?
Well, I don't know. I guess
he's a celebrity.
Votes.
He is a celebrity, big celebrity.
Sure. Oprah is backing Obama. Time will tell whether that makes a difference for him either way. The Japanese have finally invented something we really need. That's them. A car toilet for when you're stuck in traffic or have some other emergency. A car toilet.
Most honorable bladder, I honor you by going stuck in traffic on
Oh, American Legion Bridge.
I could have used this last Thursday.
Before setup, it's small enough to fit into a suitcase, but it opens up to become a commuter's paradise, complete with a privacy curtain.
Just carry Gatorade bottle.
A plastic bag collects the leave-ins.
So this is for public transportation?
Your own car. You're stuck in
your
traffic.
Own car.
Yeah, it's for your car. I don't think they'd want you to do this on a bus. I'm
pretty
sure.
You don't
want to
whip it out on a bus.
Supposedly, it's only for your back seat.
Well, how can you drive then?
Well, if the car's not moving, then you're not driving anyway, so you climb in the back and you use it.
It's a worthless product.
Totally worthless. Makes no sense whatsoever. And traffic's always moving. It's just moving at a snail's pace.
I don't see why you couldn't put it in the front seat, but they're saying it's for the back seat.
Well, the whole thing is ridiculous because you get beeped at.
Well, hold on.
Not if traffic is not moving at all, and that's what they're talking
about.
But
it's not going to help. Traffic's always moving a little bit.
Is it a product for pee or for poop?
Yes, both. Hey.
Well, but do you understand what I'm saying? I mean, even when how do you know it's not going to start up again, even if it stopped?
I didn't invent this thing. I'm just telling you about it. I'm not here to defend the,
all right.
the car toilet.
I believe if you had to have a number two, you probably would want to get into the back seat.
And I believe the children are our future.
The product goes on sale online next month.
Right.
Finally, the Disney ride, It's a Small World. First,
I believe...
That
we are running so late.
We are late, yeah.
We are, never mind what I believe.
The Disney ride, It's a Small World, first opened at the World's Fair in New York in 1964, and in all those years, they have never replaced those little boats or the canal through which they float. But the music has stopped. The ride has closed and will stay closed for over a year while the ride is refurbished, including new boats and a new canal. It had to be done. Not so much because the ride needed freshening, but because in recent years, the boats started bottoming out and getting stuck. Americans are fatter than they were in 1964. So today we know it's not a small world after all.
Okay.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
All that time I'm looking for Believe by Cher. Do you believe?
Do you believe in love after love?
All right, that's it. We got to fly. Wow, what a mess this last break was. This might as well be the Jerry Lewis telethon.
We're not that bad. We're not slur girling.
No. All right, we'll see you tomorrow. Good day to you, sir.
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 And head?
You'll never guess who I saw at Executive Getty.
Peter North?
No. Stephen St. Croix and Asia Carrera.
Linda Lovelace.
Porn stars.
This is the Don and Mike Show.